And now, live from the Punky Bunker, it's Punky! This is Punky. Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Hello, well done. You found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
Straight in this week, straight in, mate. No messed about.
No,
we've got a word of the week.
Have we?
We've got a word of the week. It's a great one. And it's come from our favourite Canardan slut.
Really?
It's come from the Word Hall.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
The Word Hall of Air Out My Shorts fame. And she sent this in, word of the week. And she got a bit upset when I said, is this about you? And she went, no, it's not. And the word is floozer. Right? And
floozer.
Floozer, yeah. It's when you're trying your damnedest to be a slutty, cheap tart, but no one will sleep with you. It's a combination of floozy and loser.
It's nice.
It's a floozer. Have you ever been in, I'm sure you've been in the situation where there's been some pissed woman at the end of the night randomly trying to get off with anything she can find and no one will touch her because she's got poo all down her legs and dribble all down her chin and that. Yeah,
it's normally me in a wig.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. You floozer.
Thanks.
Right, so we're going to do that and... this, of course, is the Needles, and we got another great show. The show this week, you know how last week for our St. George's Day Part 1 special, it was all English bands?
Yes.
Well, this week, it's all bands from different times.
Different times?
Bands from different times.
Is it a time travel special?
It's a time travel special, kind of. And we like those, don't we? We've done those before.
I like time travel.
In fact, I think we were the first ones to do them before that bloody Total Talk Nonsense jumped on our bandwagon.
More likely.
As usual.
Usual. Same old, same old.
Although we are going to jump on theirs in a few weeks, but...
too fucking
right. Less of that later on. Less of that later on.
I don't know.
How's that going to work?
It's already time travel, you see.
I'm such a floozer.
Good night, hello.
So anyway, first up, as if to prove that I'm not a liar, we have the Transmitters. Now, the Transmitters have recently appeared on MySpace. They added us, and they're one of these old punk stroke new wave bands from the late 70s, very early 80s, that kind of fell into disarray, nothing really happened with them or whatever, and then they've got back together, and they finally brought out a collection of their previous work, including a John Peel session. Now, we're not from 1979. That's right, kids.
Bloody hell.
This band were on John Peel before you were born.
Nice.
Oh, God. But we're not playing something off the John Peel session because that is released by arrangement with BBC Music, and we obviously haven't got permission to play BBC stuff.
Even though our licence fee pays for it. But anyway, let's not go into
that. We don't want to go down that road again. So we're going to crack on with a song called Kill the Postman.
Yes.
Which we had a listen to this afternoon.
Yes.
And I think, punky listeners in North Korea and beyond, you'll realise why we're playing this when you hear the first line. what I want to know is, Tony, right, what is the Transmitters' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/the Transmitters?
No.
No.
But I'm going to give you another go. There's no the.
MySpace.com/transmitters.
That's easy for you to say.
No. Transmitters.
How are you spelling Transmitters? I'm giving you a chance here.
Transmitters with a Z at the end.
No, you spell it out.
TransMitters.
Oh, nearly, nearly. No, you can't have it.
What?
It's myspace.com/Transmitters. TransMitterz.
SZ?
Yeah.
Fucking MySpace wankers.
It's Paulie B and the Internet One, Tony Nil, and this is Kill the Postman.
Postman standing at the garden gate.
kill the postman.
Just do it.
Kill the postman.
You know what? The voices are better now.
They
carry
are,
on.
Aren't they? They're much better. Are we not panned now?
We're not panned now. I apologise if the first segment of the show sounded a bit off with the voices.
This week, on this time travel special, the Punky Bunker has been check me out here, Tone. Check me out here. Check what? Me out. Check me what? Out. Check me out. Check me out. Panned Labyrinth.
Panned Labyrinth.
Do you like it? Do you like it? That album, that was a Transmitters, that's from an album called I Fear No One, featuring a classic 1979 John Peel session, and it is available on Elsewhen Records, and it's elsewhen.org.uk, and they will be on our MySpace Top Friends as well. And thank you very much to the Transmitters for sending us that, because they added us, we sent a message saying we'd quite like that, and they sent us it straight away.
Wicked.
Brilliant, thank you very much, the Transmitters. Or Transmitters, leave out the Liverpool. Pay attention to the front of the CD. Right, MySpace latest comments then. Now, you don't like MySpace, do you, Tom?
Fuck MySpace.
I love MySpace.
Fuck it!
But I am increasingly thinking that we are going to have a Facebook account. But more of that later on.
Fuck Facebook. It's not the same.
It isn't going to work. I've had an idea for a song combining the two as well.
Nice. is that for the future project?
But no, because I keep doing university gigs.
Right.
And when I'm asking them MySpace or Facebook, they're all saying Facebook.
Okay.
The scum, the emos and the pollies, like us.
Yeah.
Yeah, they like MySpace.
Yeah.
But the intellectual students,
right,
they all like Facebook.
Facebook.
Right. They all like Facebook.
Okay, so maybe Facebook is even better than MySpace. Then.
So we might have to... I might leave you in charge of Facebook, Tone.
Fuck that.
So anyway, this week's MySpace latest comments. MySpace is a great way to get in touch with us, as discussed before. We've got a lot of these this week, so I might do this in two parts. But anyway, here comes the first one. Gosh! Thanks for having me. I am simply charmed. Kiss, open mouth, kiss. Mama Baya!
Oh, yeah. Nice.
I should probably do that in a different language, should I?
Try it in German.
All right. All right. Guys, thanks for having me. I am simply charmed. Oh, I can't do it. No, fuck it. All right. Now, I'm doing this up front, and you'll find out why I'm doing this. Okay. Hey! What kind of cock knocker is this? You barely smacked hands. You must have been totally oozy's clogged out of fuchsia spellish when you recorded the last show. I'm the scouser who leaves complimentary comments on Podcast Alley, not that mildly significant Bobu character. He's not even from fucking Liverpool. But
nice.
Some woolly back land in the arse end of the universe. That's right, the universe! And why does Paulie B's Scouse accent sound like he's a creature from the black latrine, i.e. the primeval sludge at the bottom of the river Mersey? All an out of work extra from Brookside. Graham... Is that Graham? Is that Graham? Graham.
Graham.
Liverpool, UK. It's a Frog's Life acoustic podcast. And it's a lot of low laughs. Which one are you going to pick, Graham? I'll pick number two. Why? Because it's the same as shit. Thank you, Graham.
That's so wrong.
God, I love Goldblade. I own the album Rebel Songs, and it's not only the best Goldblade album, it's one of the best in my massive collection. Fucking love them. Dan.
Well, that's your reference to point. Goldblade.
I was playing Goldblade
that's
last
sweet.
Week, yeah.
On the St. George's
and
place,
he's right, Rebel Songs is a great album.
Which one do we play? Is it called Goldblade?
Sorry?
The album that we played. Is it just off Goldblade?
It's called Rebel Songs.
Oh, is that the one?
It's the one he's on about, yeah. Great album. That's the one we played nearly everything off it now.
Yeah.
Since punk is all about uniting fans and bands across the lands, have you ever considered making an iTunes Store playlist? It just occurred to me when I bought Tom Tom Bullet on the iTunes Store.
Nice.
Sweatmaster. Or as the Scouse would say, Sweatmaster!
La. Fucking Sweatmaster.
On the iTunes Store. And I thought, how convenient would it be if I could just click on the link and have easy access to purchase all the great music I hear on Punky?
Right.
From the professional. Thank you very much, the professional. But the difference between you and us, the professional, is that we are the amateurs.
Yeah.
And we're never going to get around to that in a million fucking years.
We don't understand how it all works anyway.
Right. Punky is... Hey, Tony, how's your Italian accent?
Rubbish.
I wonder what mine's like.
Probably pretty good.
Shall we find out?
Go on then. Should turn the lights down.
Punky is a good.
Oh, I like it.
Have a fun guys, rock and roll. The pigtails.
It's very much like your Poland accent.
The pigtails. Punkies are good. Have fun guys, rock and roll. The pigtails. The pigtails, our favourite Italian punk band. We've played him. We played him before. And the pigtails. You said you're going to send us your album, but you haven't done it yet. So get on with it. I think I'll do the second half of this later, Tone.
Okay. Shall I do podcast? Alley.
You do podcast. Alley.
Alley.
Alley. Why do podcast? Alley.
Alley. All right. Okay, if you haven't voted so far this month, please do.
Then you're an idiot.
Then you're an idiot. You need to vote
Tony,
for us.
Tony, just before you go any further, I can't understand, right? People have to download this show.
Yes.
So they're at the computer.
Yes.
So while they're doing it,
yes.
Why don't they just fucking vote for us?
Maybe they don't love us.
Maybe. Maybe they just want to use us.
Or maybe someone, maybe they'd be, I don't know, hearing it off a CD that they make given to them. I don't know.
Maybe.
Vote for us.
Vote Punky.
Go to punkyradio.com. On the top of the screen, there's an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject and a comment if you so wish, because we read out the best ones. And we are number two this month, and we are being beaten by a podcast
two.
I've never heard of before. And yes, we are childish enough to laugh at that. But yes.
Yeah, but once again, someone's winding us up by cheating.
Exactly.
That's what we're basically saying.
We were number one last month. It would be nice to make it number one again.
There were no cheats last month.
No. So please vote. Okay, top five comments.
Oh, no.
Punky is great. That's just from Philard. Short and to the point.
Oh, I put the wrong one in.
Whoopee! Punky. It's the show everyone is dying to listen to.
Yes, it is.
Keep it up, loonies. Hamboy. P.S.
Oh.
One day, I want to live in a hat.
How did he spell dying?
D-Y-E hyphen I-N-G.
Is that because he's a hairstylist?
It is, yeah.
Oh, he's clever.
Have you dyed your hair again lately?
Hamboy did it.
Did he? What, last week?
Yeah.
I got mine last week as well.
Yeah, but he missed bits. Yeah, but mine looks good.
No, it doesn't. Mine looks good.
Yours looks...
Mine cost me all of £4.
Yours looks yellowy-orange.
It's nice, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah. It's like a cornfield.
But you didn't do the sideys.
I don't... I never do the sideys.
Sideys.
I never do the sideys. It's my thing. It's my thing.
You're
it's
interesting. It's your thing.
It's my thing. I decided.
And how do our friends in Deutschland go with the blonde-brown combination?
They like it. Okay. Yay! Why am I voting?
I don't know.
Why am I voting? Oh, right. This is for Punky. I remember now. Here's another vote, so those stupid robots from You Are Here can go humpus dump. You're number one to us and the rest of the world.
Should
know it. Stupid proxy voters, go humpus dump. Good work, guys. Always making fun of cheaters. Always making fun of cheaters.
Always making fun of cheaters.
And that's from Alan, also known as Catherine.
Thank you, Alan. Although you spelled Alan wrong.
Yeah. A-L-L-E-N. Yeah.
Is that your surname?
Yeah.
Honestly. Honestly, she can't even get her own made-up name right.
No. Bloody Canardinans. Cheating bastards!
Yeah.
Glad to see that the proxy smacktards are gone. First time I've voted since September. Podcast Alley plus my computer equals nightmare.
Oh, it does, yeah.
They don't get along. Paul and Tony are the smack in the world's tard.
Are we?
Purple burger alarm. And that's some Goopa Goopa.
I wonder if we'll have some purple burger alarm news later on.
Quite possibly.
I wonder.
And finally... A vote for Punky and fuck MySpace!
Yes, fuck MySpace.
Good to find a local podcast that's not complete toss. Fuck MySpace and keep up the cocknockery, guys, from Orochi.
Yeah, but...
Who is that?
And who are we local to?
I don't know. We're local to everyone, really.
I haven't seen anyone called Orochi in the forest.
No, I haven't. I don't know who that is. Yeah. Get in touch if you are truly local.
Get in touch, Orochi.
And that's podcast alley comments.
It's not a rock chick, spelt funny, is it? That'd be better.
No, Orochi Batu.
All right, fair enough.
It sounds kind of foreign
we'll
to me.
We'll track him down. Always
we'll
looking.
Always looking. I can't miss his walking around town. I've got hair like a cornfield.
Yeah, a cornfield made of tango.
you know when you've been tangled.
You know
it's
when
not
you've
that
been,
orange.
You know when you've been Tony.
It's not boarding on ginger.
Tony Towers. Wolfgang Bang, Tony.
Yes, mate.
Wolfgang Bang.
Wolfgang Bang.
We played it before. We played Glue Afternoon. We like Wolfgang Bang.
We
don't
like Glue. Yes, sorry, no. we like Wolfgang Glue.
That's right. Yeah. We also like Glue.
Love Glue.
But we don't. That's the thing. That's why we don't like epoxy resin voting. Always japing. Oh, so, Wolfgang Bank, we played him before. Yes. This is a really great CD. 9 tracks on it. It's called What Are You Gonna Do? I'm going to tell you now. We're going to play you. Track 9, Dirty Feet, we're about to play. But, Tony, what I want to know is, what is Wolfgang Bang's website address?
Wolfgangbang.com.
You're good.
It's got to be on it. Yeah.
It's poorly being internet one. Tony, one. Quite good so far.
All right.
And Wolfgang Bank, they're from the west coast of the United States of America.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Apparently my American accent's rubbish. I was told that yesterday.
Apparently my English one is. But hey, well.
Well, yeah.
Hey, ho.
It's actually the same person. Said both. This is Dirty Feet. Underwear. Never sheds a pubic hair. Never shares a pubic hair. Just bloody realise I haven't got my thing on.
What do you mean you've got your thing on? Well, can you put your thing back on?
I haven't got my thing on, Tone.
And let me know we've done it so I can open my eyes again.
Now my thing will start. I wanted that to come straight in with that there.
There's no place like home.
Mustang Lightning.
Oh, we're back. Wicked.
We're back. Oh, that was the Panic Smashers before, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Always like to say it. They're all on our Top Friends.
All the
beds.
I can hear them.
Yeah, all the beds are on our Top Friends page. Right, Tone, I'm going to do part 2 of latest MySpace comments, if that's all right.
Number 2.
Hey guys, as I was out getting lunch today, I saw a sight that made me chuckle to myself. Well, like you're doing now.
Yes, I am.
There, stood outside Tesco in Plymouth, were two Kimblers.
Kimblers.
No doubt swapping stories about how sad everything is. As I went to the cash point, a platoon of old ladies came out of Tesco's, saw the emos Kimblers, and one said, look at his trousers. They look absolutely ridiculous. Then the rest of them burst out laughing. Right, then the rest of them burst out laughing at these emos who just stood there looking like complete twats. It gave me a nice warm feeling inside to know that even old people think emos are funny. Laters, kids. Looking forward to the frivolities of this week's show. Do you know what?
What?
I could give you a nice warm feeling inside. Oh, yeah.
Please don't. What? You're going to make me soup?
Yeah! Make me some soup, bitch! Yeah! Walker! Thanks for the support, you cunts. Take your stabilisers and shove them up your ass, fat boy. I hope you passed your bike test, fat boy, but I'm starting to think you probably didn't. Otherwise,
no, maybe
you wouldn't
not,
have
eh?
Left that comment.
Yeah.
Right then, Lamppost, our favourite chick from Greenock.
Yep.
Oh, my God! Hey! I just realised that the show is on the week's team! Feints! I know what will calm me down, whiskey. I know what will calm me down. I will listen to Love Machine. Arr! Yep, download. What, sorry, she's got all pirate there.
Yeah, I be Scottish.
Right, yeah, bad. Download it. Listen to it more than anything else. Tony.
What?
You're right, by the way. It was not perfect. And I like... But I like Paul's little hoobadoos. I like Paul's little hoobadoos. In it, my smack tards. Hope the next show is full of the same maturity. As always, I love bar lamppost.
So, okay. So that's that version of Love Machine. The one that went away a while ago.
Yeah, I know. But
if you get her the alcohol profile, the proper version's on there.
Yeah, but if she started moving back through time for our shows.
Ah, time travel.
She would just have found it.
It wasn't on a punker show.
She would have found it for the old days.
It was on the old MySpace profile.
Oh, was it?
Because
it was
P&D.
Oh, of course, yeah. Yeah, because we haven't got permission to do a cover version.
No,
Love Machine, have we?
That's right. Go to myspace.com/alcohol to watch the alcohol version.
Right, this one's from Bugsy.
It's better.
Bugsy!
Gorgsy?
Yeah, it was.
White Gorgsy, White Gorgsy. Don't bombs, we ain't.
Sorry. Flashback, sorry.
You could have been anything that you wanted to be.
So you want to be a boxer?
Oh, yeah. I love Whistler. Oh, yeah. But not
I can
in that
do
way.
Child musicals.
Yeah.
You certainly can.
My name is Tim.
Carry on.
My name is Tim Mueller. Got a shadow-proof ruler.
What?
Yeah, it was an ace night in Aberystwyth. Despite you telling me I was punching above my weight with my girlfriend.
Nice.
Loving the sound of your stuff. Happy St. Patrick's Day, Bugsy. Except for the last bit, I'm with you.
Yeah. I didn't sound like a good comment to you.
No,
I will. He doesn't know you very well.
I'll be talking more about Aberystwyth and about St. Patrick's Day a little bit later on in the show. But I am going to say some nice things about St. Patrick's Day.
Right, nice one.
Yeah, and then I'll say some more nasty ones. last one. Well, who would have thought it? Been listening to Punky for, like, ever.
Who'd have thunk it?
And the first time I send anything in, it gets read out. How chuffed am I? For I am Beck, you see.
For I am Beck.
It was Beck that made the inquiry about one of the songs or bands, wasn't it, last week? Kisses.
Aww.
Right, Tony, have you got a twat?
Yes, sir. Would you like to see it?
Yeah, I'd love to.
So childish. But it makes me laugh. If you have a twat to nominate, please email me, tony@punkyradio.com.
What's that all about?
I don't know if I'll give it a go.
Fair enough.
You know, you try things. Some of them work, some of them don't.
Have you got a new button?
No. Maybe sound like a teenager.
Not yet.
tony@punkyradio.com with a twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination.
The reason for the nomination.
They're coming through now. Thank you for all of them. I still need more, but they are coming through now. So thank you very much. Okay, this week is from Alan, also known as Catherine. Our favourite Canard Nardman.
Our favourite Canard Nardman.
Well, for this show.
Well, she's not our favourite Canard Nardman.
No, this is true.
We like all Canard Nardmans.
All of them.
All of them. Except the French ones. Bloody French Canard Nardmans!
Holy damn! 2 nominations in 1 year.
Holy damn.
Holy damn, yeah.
Holy damn.
The people I know are assholes.
Are they?
Right. I never actually met the man.
You should hang around with some others.
Yeah. Get new friends. I never actually met the man. He lives in another country, but he completely fucked over our whole entire baseball team.
Oh.
The man is an asshole.
He sounds like it.
He deserves a melted, seeing as frozen is for pleasure, Mars bar in his turd cutter, then to be castrated with a white-hot fire poker.
Oh, dear.
I don't think she likes him.
I'm getting that impression.
Yeah. Our original plan was to go to Florida for spring training for baseball. Our original itinerary was to play 10 games in 5 days, with one day off to go tour, go to the beach, whatever we wanted to do. We arrived in Florida and our schedule was revised. 4 games spread over 6 days equals 11 teenage Canard Narden Arden girls pissed off.
Oh dear.
We came down to play teams our own skill level as well, high school age teams. And what does the bastard do? We get matched against universities, colleges and only the best team in Florida. His excuse of pointing against these teams, the high school teams never showed up.
Lies! Web of lies!
How do I know?
That is going.
We ate lunch with one of the original match teams in the cafeteria and they told us that we didn't show up either. So basically, if we had not been in Florida, our whole team would have castrated the man. I'll keep this short because if I dwell on the subject, I will take it out on other people, innocent people.
Take a public humiliation in another country, that is bad.
Innocent people who do not deserve the wrath of a mad catcher who got screwed out of 6 games. Fishtown, USA, population, me and 10 of my teammates.
Oh, fair enough.
If I had a chance to say one thing to the man, it would be go hump a stump, you big boxhead. If only people could take courses to make them less stupid, I would be less angry with idiots. So I nominate the organiser of spring training from Cocoa, Florida, USA, because he is a twat. Always ranting at people who can't help but be stupid, Catherine. So, you ready?
Oh, hang on. Right.
The organiser of spring training from Cocoa, Florida
is a twat.
There you go.
That's a good one this week.
Sign
I like that one, yeah. That's proper twattage. That's proper twattage.
Proper twattage.
This is Zombie Ghost Train. Before them, it's Mustang Lightning. Right, next song. We're into the next song, man. Already. This is great. And you know, I was saying about the email we got the other week.
Oh, yes. The really nice one. Yes.
The really lovely one.
Yes.
Well, they've now sent us a really lovely package.
Oh, wicked.
Yeah.
Is that their package there?
Yeah.
It's impressive.
I've got a really lovely package.
Yeah, frankly, you're covering it up with the package from them.
Yes, you'll notice it's in an A4 folder to cover it. With my mighty berserker! Yes. The explicits, right? And
okay.
They've sent us this lovely picture, Tone. And look, It looks to me like the lead singer is a girl, so you'll probably want that for your bedroom wall.
And it's laminated. And see? And always it's thinking of us.
It works the same as a screensaver.
It looks about 12.
Well, it should be right up your street then.
Oh, God.
Yeah, what a lovely picture. What a great band. And how nice of them to send us proper stuff. I am writing to introduce the Explicits, original punk music combined with melodic rock influences, hard-hitting lyrics and unusually intricate instrumental medleys. The Explicits are currently building a solid following around the Jacksonville area. We know someone from Jacksonville, don't we? One of our favourite listeners.
Yeah. Who?
Can't remember her name.
No, I can't.
She's that favourite. Oh, I'm absolutely gutted about that.
Carry on.
It isn't Torajigan, is it?
Is it Kayla?
Yes, Kayla Conspiracy. Aww. She's from Jacksonville.
Wicked.
Kayla, go and check out the Explicits. Sincerely, the Explicits. So anyway, we're going to play something by them. It's rude not to, isn't it?
It would be rude not to.
And this is from a 5-track EP, 4 tracks of which are on their MySpace page.
Look, that's wiped clean.
Which leads me on quite nicely, Tony, to ask you if you can stop deciding. See, there's a girl and 2 blokes. Whose face are you going to wank on first?
I don't know.
I know, he's tough, isn't it? Because the fellas are good looking.
They are. And one of them's got mirror glasses so I can see myself in them.
Oh, for goodness sake. It's time travel, Tony. It's not magic.
I live in a world where Harry Potter things are all true. It's fine.
Oh, of course you do, yeah.
Everything comes true in my bubble.
Of course I had.
It's a wonderful, warm place. You should visit it sometime.
Momentarily forgotten about that.
Nothing evil ever happens in my bubble. Carry on, sorry.
Right, what Explicit. I want to know is, what's their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheExplicits.
And how are you spelling The Explicits?
Put it with a Z at the end. Explicits.
I read this out last week. It's probably being the internet too, Tony One. It's The Explicits, isn't it?
The Explicits?
The Explicits. There's only one E in it. So rather than The Explicits, it's The Explicits.
Oh.
So it's probably being the internet too, Tony One.
Vexes
and this
me.
Is track 5 from the 5-track EP. They very kindly says, you make me vex, man!
Vexed.
You're Ross Clark. This is Static. That a lot. And who do you think that sounds like?
Distillers.
Not bad, is it?
One of my favourite bands.
They're a good band Distillers. Anyway. Distillers, aren't they? So
wicked.
Fair enough, isn't it?
Yeah,
that is the Explicits. Now
they
are
Explicit.
I'd like you to talk about GoDaddy for a bit, please.
Yes. GoDaddy, they sell internet domain names and domain services. If you visit GoDaddy.com, that's about all I can remember.
Tony, look, I'm getting a bit pissed off about this, right? We're sponsored by GoDaddy, and you don't even look at their website, do nothing about them, don't know anything about them.
No.
Right, you've got a project for next week, young man.
Enough projects in my life, sir.
Well, you've got another one now.
Shut your ass.
Projects in your life? You mean asking you to look at one more website is a bind? That's what you do for a fucking living.
I know, I'm sick of websites. Does my head in.
I just think you ought to properly have a look at the glory that is GoDaddy.com. And I'm going to prove to you now that we, even though we are appearing to be selling out, it's having an effect and a positive one. Because I had this message through from Neil, the man who invented podcasting, as far as we're concerned.
Yeah. Right?
Hi, Paul. It's Neil, because you know we don't know if it's Neil or Niall. It's Neil, open brackets, knee. Like the knights who say, knee! Close brackets. You can Twitter from your mobile whenever you want with an SMS message to a number they supply when you add your mobile number. Send to many, eat your heart out.
Brilliant.
Last Friday, fucking nightmare. Really nightmare. Everyone I could argue with, argued with. The missus, the babysitter. Best quote was, don't you judge me. I love it when babysitters say that. No, judge, not touch.
All right. Got you.
My mum, because she'd came a long way, she bloody offered don't take that tone with her, and it fucking rained, and his back hurt, and he had flu, and no one cares, and he's 35 years old, god damn it, mid-30s, good age. So sorry, missed it. Stuart Lee must have been brilliant. He's talking about the comedy show in Hitchin.
Right,
my last comedy show in Hitchin, right. He's booking tickets for next month in Lecture. If we do have anyone listening to the show who goes to the comedy, don't forget you can book. See, I'm selling out massively here. I'm even selling myself, right? That's quite good. So yes, you can buy advance tickets for the lecture show. Details are on the website, lastminutecomedy.com. And he's never ever coming to hit him on again. Fuck. All his fault. He's a smacktard, everything, but blah de blah. Emo moment. Right. Anyway. Oh, yeah. I used GoDaddy.com.
Right.
Cheapo.
Cheapo.
But shed loads of screens to get through. Still cheap as chips. About 5p for three domain names for about a million years or two.
Right.
So clearly, Neil is happy with the service GoDaddy are providing, that we are recommending people go to use, and they are sponsoring us. So I reckon that is just nicely rounded off.
We've got a testimonial from a proper
listener. We've had a testimonial from a proper listener. So it's not just our bullshit.
And he would have used the Punky discount, of course.
He would, of course, use the Punky discount.
By quoting code PUNKY1, P-U-N-K-Y, and the number one.
So
you remember that?
You just remember that now,
I remember the discount. It's because my tight ass cheapo.
Of course you are, yeah.
I click vouchers. And I'm Nectar cards.
I'm amazed you don't get on with that other fella better.
Leave it.
So anyway, that is the sellout for this week. Now, do you want to do an iTunes thing with me?
Or
do you want to wait? Should we just get on with the next song?
We mentioned T-shirts.
Oh, do T-shirts. Yeah.
Okay, Shaggy.
Wee!
Go to cafepress.com/punkyradio or go to punkyradio.com and hit store. You'll be whisked away from the magic of the internet.
Or go round to Tony's house and hit Tony.
And hit Tony. And give me your credit card details. And you'll be taken to our Cafe Press store where we have about 5 designs on there of T-shirts, and each T-shirt comes in about 4 flavours. Raspberry, apple, orange, and banana.
And spunk.
And spunk. No, that's the black ones afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
The charcoal colour. And we also have 2 thongs on there.
Two thongs? Like, you two thongs.
Two thongs.
I thought you meant 2 songs. Two thongs.
And also,
it's a competition. It's still a draw. It's unbelievable.
Still a draw.
It's unbelievable.
Who would have thought it? And if you do buy a T-shirt, don't forget, email us in with a picture of yourself wearing it or a thong.
Yeah.
Or a thong.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. And we'll put it on our gallery on punkyradio.com. Also, if you want any other merchandise on that page to buy for yourself, like a mouse mat, a mug, or any other things, even a clock, email me, tony@punkyradio.com, and just tell me. And we'll have a bit of a chat, you know, I'll get to know you, I'll ask you if you're male or female. If you're female, I'll talk about it a bit more. If you're male, I'll just do it. There you go.
I found my transmitter stuff.
Have you?
It was a bit late, wasn't it?
That's about 2 songs too late, Paul.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just going to leave it out. Peel recognised it, so did Fluff. In 1979, the transmitters were several decades and decibels ahead of even the most hardened post-punk rocker. Now we've had our urban ears syringed by the likes of Franz Ferdinand and the Killers, we can all slip as comfortably into the transmitter's new compilation album, I Fear No One, as if it was a comfy old pair of slippers, only a lot louder. So there you go. That's what I meant to read out before. Sorry about that. Transmitters. So you got 2 mentions, you know. Next song, I'm just going to play and we'll talk about it afterwards,
yes.
Yeah? How about that for a deal?
Do it.
That's our new method, isn't it? Right. Fade outs like that.
It's nice.
I like them.
Give you something to talk over, the DJ.
And it's very easy to mix into the next one if you've got something like that as well. Well done, then. Yeah, except they didn't start.
Oh, so close.
This is the Cemetery Surfers. Jeff Ugly Shoes, we do step ever nearer to coming to see you.
Is that still going to happen?
It will at some point.
Probably.
It will at some point.
Yeah.
We'll wait till tornado season. That's what I normally do when I go to America. Fuck's sake. Or hurricane season, one of the two.
Who knows? There's snow in here.
That was Exile Parade.
Yes.
That was Exile Parade and a song called Firewalk With Me. And you can find out more about them through their MySpace page. And Tony, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Exile Parade. Gotta be. It's gotta be.
It is.
Yeah.
It's 2-2. It's a Desmond.
Is it? Oh, nice.
It's a Desmond.
Tasty.
And look, I just had a bit of bump through from them as well. It says, many bands emerge from the hotbed of talent in the Northwest, but not many emerge with the endorsement of a best-selling author ringing in their ears. This was the case for Exile Parade when Mick Middles from Joy Division to New Order heaped praise on the band after witnessing their... Like, I've been in Germany a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
After witnessing their live set. Obviously, this girl, you know, you might know her. She's in Dustal.
Shut up!
after witnessing their... After witnessing their live set. And, that last track, Firewalk With Me, that's our favourite one of the four on the CD.
Right, cool.
But the demo CD, it's available via MySpace, so you can go to their MySpace page and get the four tracks that they've put on there. And there's a quote here from UK Music saying, the best song Oasis never wrote. High praise indeed.
But that's better than Oasis, though, isn't it? Because I don't really like Oasis.
Well, that's why you think it's better than Oasis. And I like Oasis, and I think, yeah, this band are good. But quite frankly, Oasis's canon over the last decade, I'd say, is fairly significant. And they have got a lot of good stuff.
That's a fair point.
Yeah.
I like the earlier stuff.
The latest
stuff. Stuff's great. I like some of the latest stuff. I like them when they rock.
I like odd ones of the recent ones, but I like all of the latest stuff and odd one or two.
Fair enough. I like them when they rock.
Yeah.
But then everybody knows that.
Yeah,
we
exactly.
like things when they rock.
Exactly.
So.
Yes.
Purple Burglar Alarm.
Yes.
I think we ought to do that right now, didn't
okay.
we?
Okay. Yeah.
Now, we got our...
God, I hope this works.
Now, I completely forgot to print off the email with it on as well.
Shit.
But it's all right. This came through from Chantel, didn't it?
Yes. Now, one of our other favourite Carnarvonians.
Her and her friends in Carnarvon have all been desperately trying to find a Scotsman to try out our theory that Scottish people can't say purple burglar alarm.
Yes.
But it is burglar, girls. You don't want to give the Scots a chance by dropping an L. It's not purple burglar alarm. That makes it a bit easier. It's purple burglar alarm.
Burglar.
Because then there's an L and an R in each one.
Yeah.
Because that's what the Scots can't
really
handle.
Screw them up.
It's the RL thing. They can't do it. They can't do it. Jungs. Clevens. Right, so, anyway.
So I've got my head on compressors at the minute.
You've got your head on compressors?
Yeah.
I'm going to open this. Oh, I don't know if I will be able to open it in something else. What's gone wrong?
Someone's been messing with bark.
Someone's been messing with my bark.
Someone's been shaving my bark.
Someone's been shaving your bark.
I tell you, it's not real.
Oh, look, this is just going to start now, and I don't want it to. Oh, for goodness sake.
Should we just start it?
Oh, no, I've managed to get it right. Well done, me.
Okay. You like might have killed the beds.
Yeah, this is the cemetery surfers. Have I mentioned that? Yes, I have. So, anyway, they secretly recorded a Scotsman. Now, this might be a bit quiet.
Yeah.
That's my only fear.
Can you kill the beds doing it?
Oh, of course,
then
I'm going
I can
to
do
kill the beds.
Magical afterwards.
Now, as I say,
in post,
I think they've been a bit out of order with this bloke.
Okay,
but oh, I've managed to turn it off unwittingly. I didn't even know I got any wits left. So anyway, well, I've got half. So anyway, this is the girls from Carnarvon taking the piss out of the sweaties on behalf of Punky Radio. All right,
making the word a bit smaller.
Yeah.
Our friend made us a bet that we couldn't find a Scotsman that could say purple burger alarm.
Purple burger alarm.
I'm quite impressed. Can you say that one again for us?
Why?
Because.
The purple burger alarm.
What did they want you to say?
Purple burger alarm.
Purple burglar alarm.
Purple burger alarm.
See, now you say it loud.
Purple burger
alarm. Now you say it.
Purple burger alarm.
See, he can't.
Can't say what?
Purple burger alarm.
Pardon?
Purple burglar alarm.
Well, a burglar alarm.
So there you go. It would have been better. It would have been better if they got him to. I've started Jeff again now after the ugly shoes.
Fair enough.
But I'm going to move on to there. Yeah, it would have been better if they'd actually got him to say purple burglar alarm, because that's one they have real problems with, because it's the burglar to the alarm that really gets them normally.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
So, anyway, so I went to Averitt's. Thank you very much, by the way. If you meet a Scotsman, or if indeed you are a Scotsman who feels you can say purple burglar alarm, we'd like you to prove it to us. All you have to do, and I forgot to say this before about sending things to us, for example, with MySpace comments, what I'm talking about. Oh, shut up, Paul. If you have a purple burglar alarm that you have recorded, email it to paulieb@punkyradio.com. That's what I'm trying to get around to.
Yeah.
And we do like getting them. We've had some crackers in the past, but we haven't had any in a while.
No.
We've had a shortage of purple burglar alarms. I found my dictaphone.
Have you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wicked.
So I will be looking out for Scotsmen again and asking them. I will be looking out for them. If you're in the Carlisle area, don't forget you can shoot them. It's still legal. And in
excellent.
York, you can shoot them on a Sunday.
Can you?
Yep. You can shoot Scotsman in York on a Sunday.
All right.
Yeah. The rest of the week, you have to stab them. But no, if you are a Scotsman and you think you can, or Scots lady, and you think you can say purple burglar alarm, then please do email an MP3 to us and we'll play it out and we'll let our audiences be the judge.
Mm.
Right, so I went to Aberystwyth on Tuesday. Aberystwyth, is it? Oh,
charismatic.
Oh, knowing me, knowing you. Super-pa, trooper-pa. Oh, Aberystwyth.
Did you like it?
I had a great gig there. I love going to Wales. I love it. And I was in a guest house on the seafront. And just up the road from the guest house, there's a kind of pub club thing called The Bay. Right, and I did the gig at the University of Wales, Aberystwyth. Had a really good gig, actually. Really enjoyed it. Thank you ever so much to everyone that came along. handed out a load of punky flyers. Mm-hmm. They're all Facebooking it up. I don't think we're going to see many of them on MySpace. If we'd had Facebook, fucking hell, man, we'd have had 100 Facebook ads the next
day. I keep thinking Facebook's some kind of dating thing, but it's not, is it?
No, that's my fuck buddies.
Oh, yes. I do. You can see why I get the two confused, really, can't you?
Face fuck.
Face fuck. Nah, then. If that would be a site.
We'd have a profile.
Punky.facefuck.com.
Facefuck/punkyradio. If anyone would like to build a massive profile for friends across
that's
the world.
That's what you want through GoDaddy.
Called Skullfuck. Skullfuck.com/punkyradio. So anyway, did the gig. And it was free booze. And the spread in the dressing room was marvellous. She was called Blodwen.
Nice.
No, the spread in the dressing room was fantastic. They laid on loads of beer for us and sandwiches. Got sandwiches. Crisps and that.
Really?
A little bowl of Maltesers for the ladies.
Oh.
Nice, yeah.
That's quality. Nice. Anything for a Roche?
No, but what I like about Maltesers is if you shove enough of them up your arse, they start to pop out again. You can fire them across the dressing room.
Well, if you've got some time to spare.
I felt all tie. Anyway, did the gig, went down the bay.
Yeah.
And got down this bar of the bay where I met this lovely lady called Hayes. And me and her, we sat down for hours talking.
Hayes,
yeah. And I was going on off to, I spent a fortune on a bloody fruit machine.
Mate.
And I was drinking that thing I shouldn't be drinking, large Jack Daniels.
Whiskey.
Jack Daniels and Diet Coke. And then I went on a pint of cider because I thought that's what I needed.
Right.
Because I've been drinking Smelly Tortoise up at the gig as well. They had loads of bottles of Stella. So right. I had angry juice, then more angry juice, and then a load of angry juice, but didn't get angry.
Really?
No, they cancelled each other out.
God, you've changed.
The bay shut about four-ish. I don't know what time I left exactly, but I heard that Aberystwyth has embraced 24-hour drinking.
Right.
And there was a pub on the front called the Inn on the Pier, and it was 24-hour drinking, and you could always get a beer in there, regardless of your situation. Go up to the Inn on the Pier, get a beer any time, day or night.
All right.
I strolled up there, 4:15 in the morning, and wasn't allowed in. Do you know why not?
Why not?
They said I was too pissed.
That's happened before, though.
Yeah.
Is it really?
But not in a 24-hour... I said to the guy, look, it's 4:15 in the morning, and I'm trying to get a beer. Of course I'm pissed. Who would show up sober? And there's these ridiculously drunk students and chavs falling over each other, just kind of stumbling in, walking past me.
Yeah.
And the geezer's just literally holding me back, going, you're not coming in, you're too fucking pissed. I went, mate... Look, 24-hour drink. I'm sure I said, mate, hang on, how drinking.
Exactly.
I said, mate, 24-hour drinking, that's what I'm trying to do. Let me in, right? He says, no, I have a fucking great idea because it's only 3 minutes walk from my guest house.
Right.
Went back to the guest house and got changed. I thought, if I go in disguise, I'll be able to get in.
Yeah.
So, ask me how I got changed. Ask me.
How did you get changed?
I took my black leather jacket off and I put on my parka and went back up there, thinking I was completely incognito. Right. So, walked back up to this bloke, the two doormen, in my parka. And I just looked at him, walking up the street, and the geezer's shaking his head. Just looking at me from about 10 yards away. I'm walking up the street, I've got the parka on now, I've done it right up.
I'm looking right, Oasis.
All right.
All right.
All right, kid.
Manchester.
Right, and so I walked out and I put an accent as well. I went, hey mate, can I go? Anyway, look, you're never coming in this pub, just fuck off. You're pissed. I'm going to prove to you I'm not pissed. I realised I wasn't going to get another beer. Right, fair enough. I established the fact that I'd gone up there in two different outfits.
Yeah.
And they hadn't let me in either time, so I wasn't actually going to get in. So I thought, to prove a point, I would walk off down the seafront in a dead straight line, because you know when the police do roadside checks that find out if you're pissed, they make you walk along a line and that.
Yeah, so audition for your sobriety.
Yeah, that's right. So I thought, if I walk off in a straight line, they'll realise I'm not drunk and they'll shout at me, come back Paul, all is forgiven. But I didn't walk off in a straight line, I marched off like this. Marched off, my knees nearly in my chin, right? Marching off like that. And I was just thinking, if they're not going to let me in because I'm pissed, they're definitely not going to let me in because I'm German.
No.
So I went back to my hotel room and had a few hours sleep, and then spent the rest of the day driving to Bristol.
Yeah.
And I came right through the middle of Wales, and I went down to Brecon. Who do we know lives in Brecon, Tony?
No idea.
Clive Doctor of Doctor and the Medics.
Oh, right. Nice one.
Had a chat with the lead singer of Doctor and the Medics in Brecon. Broke up my debut-y. Anyway, blimey. That took longer than we were expecting, didn't it? Have you got anything else to say?
No, not really.
Have I got the next song on? No, sir.
Nope, not really.
You have to think of something.
Do you remember, I didn't tell you this, one of the many bands I'm in.
One of the many?
One of the many bands I'm in.
Is this one of the good ones?
Oh, they're all good, mate.
Oh, yeah.
The drummer plays for The Jewel now.
Sorry, beg your pardon?
The drummer started playing for The Jewel.
Really?
As in Tara Rez.
Yeah. Which band is that in?
Kev's band.
Kev's band? And
the drummer's playing for The Jewel.
What, the new drummer?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, cool.
He talked to me, I went for a gig in Camden. I said, all right, Camden? I haven't got a band from coming up to Camden. He said, what are they called? He said, The Jewel. I went, no way.
Oh, really?
I said, what, Tara Rez? Yeah. I went, all right.
Right.
Tell him you know Tony from Punky.
We'll play The Jewel next week.
Yeah, there you
Let's do it. We'll play The Jewel next week.
Good Small news. World.
Yeah, but I wouldn't like to paint it.
No, not really.
Beg pardon.
There you go.
Right then.
There's one little thing of my factoid.
That is. Is that as long a story as you've got? Because that's a brilliant rock and roll story about you being the same band as a band we play on the show, we didn't even know before that and all that.
It's the
degrees of separation
thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Between me and The Jewel is probably about two now. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, between us and The Jewel, it is one.
They do know, isn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The degrees of separation from The Jewel for us
are... just more paths now.
We've played them
I
on our
the
show.
I take the long path all the time.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to lose a bit of weight.
No, it's me. You take the halo.
And I'll take the road. I never take the high road. Lowest path possible.
Tajigida. Right, this track's quite long, isn't it?
Is it?
If you remember, we listened to this afternoon. And, this is called Hell Red.
Has he got a long intro?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure, but anyway, we'll just find out, won't we? This is by a band called, by our standards it's long, this is by a band called The Exit Wounds. We played them before. We played Bad Day before, haven't we?
It's track one, yeah, we've played
And four. I think we've played track two. I think we've played Deadwood as well. And I've got a feeling we've played track six as well, If I Was Satan, but I'm not absolutely sure about that.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I remember Bad Day because it stuck in my mind.
Yeah.
Probably well, having a bad day at the time.
Well, shall we just play If I Was Satan again instead of Hell Red then?
No,
it's plumbed in.
Stick to the plan. Always stick to the plan, my friend.
Always sticking to the plan, my friend.
And sticking it to the man.
Always. The Exit Wounds, I like The Exit Wounds. I saw them supporting King Kurt. Actually, King Kurt were playing last Saturday, but I didn't get there in time to go to the gig. So I hope to everyone who was at the Ace Cafe in northwest London, just off the North Circular. That they had an ace time because they were supported by Miniskirt Blues, who we played on the show a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. God. Small world, isn't it?
It is.
It is a small world.
But I wouldn't like to paint it.
No.
what I'd like to know is, what is the Exit Wounds website? They are on MySpace as well, and we will have their MySpace page profile on our top friends. But I want to know their website, Tony.
TheExitWounds.com.
No, you never get this one. It's the, with an extra E, -exit-wounds.co.uk. It's Paulie Being Internet 3, Tony 2. And this is Hell Red. Which I think we can talk for a bit on. But this does rock, and it rocks
Sounds
hard.
Sounds like it.
It rocks hard.
Yeah.
It rocks hard. Oh, yes, it does. Oh, yeah.
Look
at me bopping around.
Look at you go.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Oh! Enjoy yourselves. She's a lean machine. She's fast and mean. Makes the devil if she could. With a souped-up, cooped-up engine of mass destruction under the hood.
Sale and a voodoo spell, woman's blood in my veins. Hell, why don't you?
How about that then? That does rock, doesn't it?
It's nice.
That rocks. And this is the Dead Sixties, of course. Loving it. Nice. Loving it. I know I keep going on about the beds. I've got a new plan. What I'm going to do is I'm going to assemble a separate bunch of beds.
Right.
To these ones, and we'll still keep these ones on, but we'll alternate.
Ooh,
do you like my thinking?
Yeah,
do you like my thinking?
Yeah.
So it means that every
moving
other
target,
show...
harder to hit and all that.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. I was thinking, if we get extra beds, people will stop shooting at us.
It would be nice.
I'll shoot at you, Tony.
Leave it. Leave it in the pants.
Like my cardigan.
Like my Milky Pants.
Milky Pants.
You floozer. Did you ask me if I liked your cardigan?
Yeah, it's like my cardigan.
I thought you said leave it in your pants like my cardigan. I was like, your cardigan's not in my pants. What are you talking about?
No, it's not. No.
Yeah. I do like your cardigan,
it's nice, isn't it?
Yeah. It shows you. I like to see. I mean, I know that obviously I'm not dressed up particularly adult, but you do look a bit more like a grown up than normal. You just need to get rid of those. Those
same
fucking trainers. Yeah, you need to get rid of those fucking trainers.
Yeah, I saw that up.
Yeah. Well, you'll get dressed now.
Yeah.
Jack boots. Leather shorts, lederhosen, Tony. You'll be showing up the punky in lederhosen. I know.
Are you insinuating this German connection?
A feather in your hat, sir. Have you got some iTunes?
Yes.
Finally, US iTunes
finally,
reviews. And this is only some of them, isn't it?
Yeah. We haven't done an iTunes review. I haven't done iTunes US review since November. So thank you all for reviewing us on iTunes.
And iTunes reviews really help us.
They do.
They do. For some reason, they help you move up the chart.
If you're on iTunes, find our page. Easiest way I do it is go to punkyradio.com, and on the left hand side there's an iTunes link. Hit that and it opens up our page on the music store. And just add a review. 5 stars only, obviously. Mostly all these are 5 stars. We have had one star, but I haven't got it here.
Oh,
I will read that next week.
Yeah, because I want you to read it out.
Yeah,
because
it's rubbish.
Actually, no, the 1 star review is actually what we're all about. When we set this up, it was what we were for, really.
Yeah.
I know
much.
We've changed a bit, but I quite like that 1 star review. Yeah. If it's from Texas, it's all right. It's from the Lone Star State. It's all right.
Okay.
Glasses always are full over here, Tony boy.
Always.
Actually, it's mostly empty recently.
Yeah.
Because I've already done it.
Right. Okay, here we go. You are funny.
We are.
Punkinly, funnily, amazingly, musically, greatly great podcast.
That's a good one.
You guys are great. Punky is great. Boogers are great. And so is the punk. Sincerely, Star Vader.
Thank you, Star Vader.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Star Vader.
Goopa Goopa, punk rock boys
good
and she-ras. Fucking right. This is by far the best podcast on the whole freaking iTunes list.
Wow.
Goopa Goopa, boys. Keep punking in the new world. Look forward to the new year. Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a while, too.
Yeah. This podcast is as good as blowing a bowl at the end of a kicking day.
Hey.
Your friend in Lincoln, NE, USA, from Jeffrey K.
Thank you, Jeffrey K.
Great fucking show. Truly great. Most excellent berserkers. How do they know?
Mighty berserkers.
They know? They are truly great berserkers, though. Thank you very much. Excellent Skyrim punk podcast. 6 great tracks. You guys are hilarious and
mine
still the best part of my week.
Actually perfect.
What, your berserker?
My mighty berserker. It's actually perfect.
Well, I'm not asking you to prove it.
Well,
don't
exactly.
Send too many.
You've heard enough.
I'll take your word for it. I'm fine on that. Great list of new bands for me to buy and save my old vinyl, Black Market Clash and Bad Manners, live and loud.
Black Market Clash is a great album.
Not to mention Specials, Madness, The Jam, Ian Jury, Pistols, Ramones, English Beat. Great show, keep
English
it up.
English Beat, yeah, they were called The Beat over here, but they got over there, there was already a band called The Beat, so they call themselves The English Beat. But they were only called The English Beat in the US.
Cool.
And not only have I seen the English version of The Beat now, featuring Ranking Roger and his son Ranking Jr.
Nicely put.
But I was also on the radio years ago with the other version of The Beat with Dave Wakeling.
All right, cool.
That's right. I was on, probably told you this before, haven't I?
No.
Probably told you before. I was on Virgin Radio on Roland Rivon's show, and then I was on GLR with Phil Jupitus, and they had the same guests booked onto each show. They had me, The Beat, and Richard E. Grant.
Really?
Yeah, and we were all mates for the day. I was mates
degrees
with,
of separations there again, you
I
see.
I was mates with so Richard E. Grant for the day. Yeah, but my degrees of separation from Richard E. Grant, I've met him.
Yeah, but mine I'm talking about.
All right, fair enough, yeah.
God, don't you know I've got a bit of an ego now?
Yeah, all right.
It's all about me.
All right, yeah.
Do you guys consider Block Party to be punk ska? I wouldn't.
What, the band or
the band?
I think they're shite.
Yeah, they're not punk or ska.
No, they're
I
shite.
I think they're just shite.
I think they're rubbish, yeah.
Dead 60s rule.
They do,
thanks
you're right.
Thanks again
yeah.
for all the great
you're
bands.
Right.
From Manny De Greek.
Thank you, Minor Degreek.
Friggin' Fraggin' Fabulous.
Blimey.
I started listening to Punky Radio at the beginning of this summer and haven't stopped since.
Wow.
You ought to sleep, really.
Yeah.
Punky Radio is the perfect podcast for adolescents and open-minded adults around the world looking for a place to kick back and relax from the fabulous, unheard of, and undiscovered, and underground
Tony, Tony, Tony,
music.
Tony, 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 Tony,
Tony, Tony, Tony, Tony.
I particularly like open-minded adults.
It's not their minds you want opened. Oh dear.
This couple. I just like to widen the circle of my friends.
Widen the circle?
Of my friends, yeah.
Alright. This couple with hilarious hosts.
You know, a bit of brown love.
Alright. Okay. Hilarious hosts, Paulie B and Tony Hearn, and the uber British accents.
They are uber British.
Makes for an exciting approximate hour each week. Yeah, approximately an hour. That I think we've just hit.
Yeah.
That's from Chelsea Nicole.
Thank you.
And this one's a quite quick one. Woo, Punky. Best podcast ever from a user called Punky Rocks.
Nice. A true fan. Nice.
Punky's great. Funny, Punky's great. Entertaining, great music from Acme Slacker. Punky's great. Gooper music and hilarity. Love the show and keep up the good work. Gooper Gooper from Los Canardon in Atlanta, Georgia, USA.
Thank you, Los Canardon, Atlanta,
finally,
Georgia, USA.
Fantastic. Excellent show. Keep up the good work from Scott Hammer Pants.
Hey!
Which is a bit like Milky Pants, but a bit more hammer. Nice.
That's right, Tony. The next time I'm about to get my... Next time I'm about to get my...
Hammer Pants.
Mighty Berserker and go, it's Hammer Pants time.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the noise that we're making.
No.
So, thank
Milky
you very much.
Pants.
We do like your iTunes reviews.
We love them.
We do appreciate them.
They're the US ones.
And I'm much better at reading them out than Tony is.
Because I've got a bit missing from my mouth.
No, I don't mean that. I mean because I actually check them and do something about it.
You're all right.
Bit missing from your man. This weekend, this week, I am in Bridport Wednesday night with Bentley.
All right.
And I don't know where I'm doing, though. It's just somewhere in Bridport. But basically, walk down Bridport High Street Wednesday night. Shout out, where's the comedy? Someone will tell you. Thursday night, I'm doing Jongleurs in Bristol.
Okay.
It's in the middle of town. And Friday and Saturday night, I'm doing Jesters in Bristol, which is on Cheltenham Road. So basically, I'm in the West Country from Wednesday till Sunday.
Nice one.
All right. Now, I just wanted to briefly mention St. Patrick's Day, because I drove through the middle of London on St. Patrick's night. Mm. And you know how, obviously, my feelings about St. Patrick's Day, I think, have been established.
They're well documented.
Yeah. I'm not against it per se. I just wish English people would make more of a go of celebrating St. George's Day. What fucked me off this year, particularly, was not only has St. Patrick's Day been the big saints' day of the year when all the English go out and get pissed and wear stupid hats.
Always
but
is, yeah.
The Irish even won a fucking cricket match when we lost. Couldn't believe it. And not only did that, and my condolences go out to Bob Woolmer's family, actually, because Ireland beat Pakistan in the rugby, and the shock was so great that Pakistan's coach died.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty serious.
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, pretty serious.
I was probably watching Charmed.
You probably were, yeah. Real life, man. It hurts.
Or Scrubs.
It stinks. So, last song, and thank you very much to Andy Davis, my mate Andy with the Dreads, who I've been going out with on a Thursday night in Itchin quite a lot recently. And he's a fantastic record producer. He has also produced, for example, Deadline's fourth album. And you know, a couple of weeks ago, we did Goth on Holiday live.
Yes.
I went into the studio with Andy because it's going on a CD sampler for Devolution magazine this summer. Bloody hell, I should have done this in the sellout bit. We will be featuring both Devolution and Andy Davis's Little House Music. We're going to do an advert for him.
Oh, wicked. I think that's fair enough, isn't it?
Yeah, for Little House Music. And he has got a MySpace profile, but he couldn't remember what it was.
Oh, we'll mention it next week then.
He's very chilled out, Andy.
Cool.
So anyway, on Thursday, I went into Andy's recording studio and we recorded Goths on Holiday properly. And I know it's a bit self-indulgent, but it's our show. Yeah. So I'm going to play Goths on Holiday. Now, I am hoping that this will be available for purchase on iTunes if I can work out how to do it.
Yeah.
If not, we'll probably end up just bugging it on MySpace for nothing.
More than likely. Let's face it, that's what we do.
What I want to know is, Tony.
Yes, Paul.
What's my website?
Which one?
Ha-ha!
Your website?
Yeah. What's my website, Tony?
It's lastminutecomedy.com.
It is!
Oh, fuck for that.
It is. Does that mean
I should know it.
It's real. It's a draw, isn't it? It's real. It's a draw. Well done. Lastminutecomedy.com for all your stand-up comedy in North Hertfordshire needs, and all about me. It's all about me, Tony. And my CD is still for sale through that site on the homepage. This is about as goth as I can get.
Yeah.
And the lyrics are different from the other one, hence justifying playing it. And fuck, it's my show.
Too well, right.
Our show, but if one of us records something, we play it at the end, don't we?
Pretty much did, didn't we, before?
Yeah.
Tony Towers have been on.
Yeah. This is Goths on Holiday. And listen out, if you can, for Andy's backing vocals on the last chorus, because I can hardly hear them.
I want to go to Transylvania. I couldn't afford it, so I went to Whitby. I'd like to surrender myself to the devil, but I work down the market, cause I'm a bit shit me. But now it's time to spread my wings. It's too cold, I've had enough. I've packed my fields of the NFCDs, and I'm on the next flight to Magaluf. I've packed my black lipstick, I've packed my studs, I've packed my towel and cotton buds. I've packed my shades, I've packed my shorts, and I'm on my way to Hell's Airport. I'm a goth on holiday. I'm depressed on and off the moon. I'm a goth on holiday. Sometimes goth guys need to sunbathe too. Sand in my pixie boots, my studded belt busted. I went in the sea and my crucifix rusted. I didn't like the bingo, there's no 666. I went on a trip to buy local baskets, but I don't care, I need to catch some rays. Yes, I'm gonna go out while it's still the day. I've played volleyball, I paella. I'll dance in the nightclub like a normal fella. I'm a goth on holiday. I'm depressed on and off the loop. I'm a goth on holiday. Sometimes goth guys need to sunbathe too. An old couple called Marge and Percy. I got them into the Sisters of Mercy. A German nicked my sunbed, his name was Klaus. We got talking, now he likes Bauhaus. A flight got diverted to us from Faroe. I freaked them out with a tarot. Everybody loves the Banshees. And this morning at breakfast they were all just like me. And now I'm finally the Dark Lord Hades, but only on a half-board basis. We're all goths, goths on holiday. We're black on the golden sands. We're all goths, goths on holiday. Next year we're going to the Canary Islands.
And yes, that that was something of a vocal stretch for me, Tony. You're absolutely right.
It was
right.
A bit low,
but I did it in one take.
No, that's fine, man.
I did it in one take.
It does scare me a little bit.
Let's get this bed up.
Okay. Oh, there you go. Oh. That's about as loud as the beds are getting this week.
Oh, no, it's odd, isn't it?
In it.
We've had gremlins in here.
Yeah, it'll be sorted next week.
They've had. I reckon the squirrels have been in the bunker
been
looking
nicking me nuts.
Well, I was going to say they've been looking for something other than nuts for a change. Would you like any nuts in your mouth?
No more.
All right, fair enough. Just started off.
But yeah, scary song. But hey, sounds good, though.
Yeah, it's all right, isn't it? It's all right. It chugs. Yeah,
it does chug.
It's goth and it chugs.
It sounds nice.
Yeah, well done, Andy. Thank you so much for that. We will sort you out in the future.
Sort him out.
We'll sort him out in the future.
All right.
Yeah. Sort him out of an advert and that.
Yes.
Right then. So, that's about it. Make sure, please do vote for us at Podcast Alley. We ask you every week. It's not very much. We know we've got thousands of listeners. We're very lucky like that. We've got thousands of listeners. But
and
we don't
great.
Appear to be able to make turn that into votes. Thousands of listeners, 50 votes we've got this month. Thousands of listeners, 50 votes. Put the fucking work in. We do. That's what we're saying. Leave a comment for us on MySpace, myspace.com/punkyradio.
Leave us an iTunes review. Go to punkyradio.com, hit the iTunes link.
Yeah. What else there? Buy a t-shirt.
Buy a t-shirt. Cafepress.com/punkyradio.
Next week, we're going to set aside a day, aren't we? It's going to be next week, not this week, next week.
Next week might be all right for me.
Next week.
My life is calming down.
Next week is all right for me. Is it all right for you? Can we shake on this now?
All right, okay.
Excellent.
Oh, it's another visual.
Hey,
it's another visual.
Does it work on radio?
Oh, it does for me.
Then no.
Right,
fuck you. Do it another
should
week.
You, should you bump into a floozer this week, do them a favour and fuck them.
Yes.
Yes.
Especially if it's
that's
me.
That's our advice. That's the advice from the Father Punky.
Father Punky.
If you see a floozer, fuck them. Listen to Air Out My Shorts. Listen to Turtle Talk Nonsense. But most importantly, listen to Punky Radio till you've learnt it.
Yeah.
Get in touch with us. You know you like to. And we appreciate your comments. If you've got a judgmental, if you've got a poetry corner.
You've got it is a twat.
Well, hang on, I was going to do judgmental poetry corner, Paulie B at punkyradio.com. Is a twat.
Is a twat. Tony at punkyradio.com.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Up Hoog! Up Hoog! Hey, Tone. Tone.
Yeah, boss.
Tone.
Yeah.
Tone, what are you calling me boss for? Have you got upset?
I call everyone boss.
Oh, fair enough then. I hope people didn't think I was being big-headed by playing one of my own songs, because I would hate people to think I was big-headed.
Where would they get that idea from?
I've got a massive head. It's on the end of my berserker.
Let the riot begin.
PodRiot.com. The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show, and Limelight.